You might say, I expect to see him later this
evening.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before.
Before sunrise?
Fine. And in the morning you say it's sunrise, and in the evening you say it's
sundown.
Okay. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
better.
Alright. Do you have an expression that means that the weather's in the process of getting better?
Improving.
Well, yeah, but I'm something like clearing up or faring
yes,
off.
Yes, clearing off or faring off.
Clearing
yeah.
off or
yeah.
faring off. What do you call a hard rain that doesn't last long?
Shower.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
A fireplace, mantelpiece.
Okay. What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
And
Okay. What do you call small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
Okay. And what about particularly rich pieces of wood that are cut up into little slivers?
Say what?
Particularly rich.
Oh, light wood.
Fine. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
Closet.
Okay. And what would you call a big piece of furniture that you could hang clothes in?
A wardrobe.
What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house, on the sides?
Weatherboard.
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
The what?
The covered area at the...
Oh, the porch.
Uh-huh. What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof on it?
Oh. Patio.
Okay.
I knew she couldn't say it.
Sorry, a little prompting from the sidelines. Never heard anything. Let's see. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
Pasture.
Well, now this is when they're driven up from the pasture.
Oh, the barnyard.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Oh, like my front.
Mm-hmm.
But we just use a rock wall.
Fine.
Hmm?
That's what I want. It's just what you know,
yes,
just normally
yes,
say.
Yes.
What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk in?
Bucket.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's made out of metal?
Would that be a bucket too?
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
The frying pan?
Let's see. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn the water on?
Spigot.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's on a barrel?
What?
What about the same thing on a barrel?
That the water comes out of it?
Where you turn it on and off?
A faucet.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's out in the yard? You might hook a hose
up. Sticky.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Pouch.
Okay. What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth? You might say that 100
sack.
Fine. Would you ever call that anything else, depending on what it's made out of, like a certain kind?
Well, sometimes the sacks, and we call them croaker sacks. Is that right?
Okay.